It's the 69th, wink wink, episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
And we have a guest today.
Hi.
Yay. This is Laura, otherwise known as Jinx Cosplay. That's G-Y-N-X Cosplay. You should check her out on like Instagram and Facebook and stuff. She's super cool.
If you want.
No, you have to. Yay, thank you for being on our podcast today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel lucky we found this spot. It's really crowded in here today.
Yes. For those that aren't actually watching the podcast and just listening it, we are currently at Akon. We're on the ground floor, so there's people moving around us.
Yeah, but Laura said it's usually like this.
Yeah, it's normally pretty crowded in here on a Saturday. Possibly more so because the outside is closed off for construction.
Right. There was like a garden.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah. So we lost some traffic because of another convention going on the same weekend in Dallas. But yeah. I think we have more traffic because of the outside being.
Was that Fan Expo?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Fan Expo.
Okay.
Yeah. We heard about that this morning and I was like, is that real?
Yes.
Also, someone's filming us right now.
That's okay. Hello.
Okay, I actually have two things to talk about today.
Yay.
Because two awesome people sent us stuff. Thank you. The first one is kind of weird. I'm trying to give like the TLDR. Someone would take other people's artwork and then add a filter on top of it and then sell it at cons.
Wow.
At like, I don't know if it's in the exhibition hall or the artist alley, but people would figure it out and like call him out and stuff. And he was at MomoCon and people kept telling MomoCon about it and they finally kicked him out. I think
really?
MomoCon was last weekend.
Or okay.
I think it was.
Yeah. So, and it's not even, I can show you guys, like, that's the before and that's
we'll
it's just
try
like
to
a little
remember to link it.
Splatter.
Yeah, what,
like,
what is the actual, like, copyright law? Like, you have to change, like, a certain percentage. Like, that definitely does not
right.
meet
that. That is literally the same photo.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
That's lame.
Yeah, and I guess,
I give lectures about copyright and fair use on this podcast.
Yeah, we've
a lot.
Talked about it before. It's so
this
hard.
Yeah, that does not fall under fair use because there's no alteration. They're not using it to supplement anything else. They're just adding
no.
splatters to the top of it. Yeah, lame.
Yeah.
That's so unfortunate because I wouldn't have known better and I could have bought that. And
right.
I'd be really
right,
sad
exactly.
if I found out about that.
Right. That would be terrible.
Later.
That.
And I guess he would have, because people started recognizing him, he would have like a girl that he knew like be
run
at the
booth
instead of him so people wouldn't like recognize who he was.
No.
So
that's
I feel
unfortunate.
I don't know.
That's too bad for all the people making all the original artwork.
Yeah.
That are getting it
yeah.
stolen.
Yeah.
Was he stealing it from multiple artists?
I don't know. I didn't read that. It was just kind of talking about how he did it and how MomoCon was like, oh hell no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. So I mean why would you think you could get away with that?
Well, maybe he did
it
once. Like,
and he
maybe
made some money off of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Like his friend was like, oh, check out this drawing. He's like, I'm going to sell it if that's okay with you. And then he just did it with everybody else.
Well, and if you're selling them locally and not online and you're selling
right.
them in a city that's not where the original artist
right.
is from and everything,
right.
you know, like,
no one's going to know.
Most people probably wouldn't know.
That's true.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, that was pretty short, but
yeah.
it was just kind of like, really, guy? Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
cons already have to deal with, like,
pirated stuff.
Pirated,
yeah.
like, import stuff that they can't even, like, control. So, did you guys hear about the person that had a problem with one of their eyeballs because of a contact lens?
Oh.
I did. I think that was semi-local. I think that
it was in Houston Press.
Yeah.
They think it's because he left his bottle of saline solution out on the counter,
mm-hmm.
and his girlfriend had been using like spray adhesive the day before, and it
oh,
got on
oh.
the bottle.
Wait, on?
I don't know. It said some got on the exterior of the bottle.
Nah.
When he went to put on the $300 special contact lenses he uses for his Gambit cosplay, he washed his hands, picked up the bottle of saline, rinsed the lenses, and put them into his eyes. The problem is that his wet hands picked up the residue from the bottle.
But that's not even, because I read the story.
Okay.
And from what I understood from reading the story, it seems like the problem came by him panicking and ripping it out so quickly.
It says taking a chunk of his
right.
eye out.
Oh. So, you know,
oh.
like the circle lenses before, and then like my eye has started like burning because I didn't like clean it properly.
Right.
Like when I first started wearing circle lenses, I didn't know that you were supposed to take them out of the original container that they were in.
Oh, and then clean rinse
them.
It. Yeah.
And so that burns when you do that. Just FYI, if you haven't worn circle lenses before.
Yeah.
But you know, you have to like not panic. You know,
it's right.
Like you can't just like rip it out. So I think that's probably, you know, what happened. And
the
a lot
majority,
of like
yeah.
stories have kind of been twisting it like, oh, it's because of circle lenses and stuff like that. But
right.
it had nothing to do with that.
Right. Yeah. Every time I saw it come up on my Facebook. By the way, Sakura sent that to us. I want to give a shout out. it was like, yeah, it was like the danger of like circle lenses, and it and people would be like,
and there are dangers
oh, yeah.
to circle lenses,
but they're like, be careful who you buy from. But I feel like that wasn't his problem.
Like that could happen to my like everyday
yeah, that can,
contacts.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. He's gotten like.
Oh,
they,
horrendous.
Like, rolled in the back of his eyeball.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, it was like a week later, and then I was
and it, like,
blinking,
blinked
and I was like,
and
what's in my eye? And I was like, why do I have two contact lenses in my hand?
I had that happen to me once. It didn't go in the back of my eye, but, like, I took out the contact, and I don't know if it split somehow, like into two layers or something.
Oh,
but
weird.
I took it out one time, and then, like, my eye was still hurting, and I reached in and pulled out another
oh,
lens.
My God.
And you're like, what?
I don't know if I just, like, put in two accidentally or what. But.
Insane.
Ugh. I don't wear contacts, like, ever, except for, like when I get the colored ones.
Yeah.
And so... Have you had any problems? Do you ever get the contact lenses that where the diameter is like 14.2 or higher?
Like the big...
The big, like they're big.
That make you look chibi, like the big
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah, I normally get like the bigger... I don't know the millimeters
oh, okay.
that I necessarily oh. buy, but I always buy the bigger ones.
Okay.
Like bigger than...
Because he got a temporary prescription or something, and his were 14.2, which is like... Normally it's 14 is like what contact lenses come
oh,
in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And like he was having such a problem with like 14.2s, and I was like, what's the big deal? And then
yeah.
my friend got 14.2 yellow contacts, and she was like, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so now I'm scared to buy higher than 14.
Do you normally wear contacts?
Or? I do.
Okay.
On a daily basis.
That's
okay.
why I was surprised that you were having a problem.
Yeah,
with it,
I don't know.
Because you wear them every day.
It was nice to just been something that I wasn't used to.
Well, some brands are more comfortable than others.
That's true.
And, you know, like, depending on the water contact of the lens and stuff like that will make it more comfortable. I'm very limited on the contacts that I can wear because I'm farsighted.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And there's only, like, a couple of brands
oh, wow,
that make
yeah.
the, like, the hyperopia lenses. So
huh.
do you?
I'm very limited.
Who do you buy your colored contacts from?
I normally go to ecirclelens.com.
Okay.
I know they're one of the ones that do the hyperopia lenses.
Ooh.
But,
oh, so you get the prescription?
Yeah. So I get
yes.
my prescription in there.
Good. That's the way to go. There are yeah. people that
oh,
have
people,
asked
Oh, people, like, try
us.
To stack?
Yeah.
We've had people ask us if they could stack, and I was like, no.
So...
Did you stack?
No. I never stacked. But there have been times... So when y'all shot my Chic, so I was wearing
yes.
red lenses, and I can't find any red hyperopia lenses, so I just bought Plano.
Yeah.
My eyesight's not very bad, so it was
oh,
just
okay.
like I wasn't wearing my glasses or
gotcha.
Contacts.
Right. It was just a little,
but,
like...
Yeah.
I didn't even notice when we shot.
Yeah.
You're playing it cool. I know.
Yeah.
You got anything for me?
What? No. I was just going to talk about the convention overall.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about
I mean,
the convention.
I feel like we're here, so.
Yeah,
this is your first
it.
Time here. First
yeah.
conventions.
It's pretty cool so far. I have a good vibe from it.
Yeah.
It's not, like, people are pretty nice, and we've seen some, we, like, I mean, when we met up with you, we, like, barely walked through the convention, and we
right.
saw, like, five cool cons, so we were like, hey!
Yeah. There's a lot of good stuff here. I like
yeah.
it. It's very, yeah.
It's definitely a above Matsuri.
Yes.
But it is, it's like the biggest, this is the biggest one in Texas, right?
Yes,
yeah.
I believe so. I think that Matsuri might have been bigger at one point.
Oh.
But I think that currently AKON
is
bigger,
one.
But I'm sure that someone will correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, we'll get a YouTube comment. No. And then there's, yeah, we were talking about, yeah, so... I don't know. Have you gone to anything? Oh, you went to a meetup.
I did. I went to a meetup. I briefly walked into Artist Alley. I, like, did a lap around the outer, and then I had to go meet someone.
Oh, okay.
So I did, like, an outer loop. I didn't even go in the
Did you go to the...
Yet.
Oh, you haven't gone in there? Because we were thinking about going in after this podcast, and I was like, it's probably going to be, like, I'm sorry, like, hating everybody.
Kind of,
yeah.
most likely, but, I mean, it's not terrible, especially, you know, because you're not wearing cosplay or anything.
No, yeah, so we don't
so
have
like,
to worry about, and we don't have our big rolly bag.
Right.
When we
right.
have our photo bag, it's...
Oh, I would imagine so.
Oh, yeah. People hit themselves. Like, the umbrella that I have, people just, like, impale themselves. They just, like, run full speed into stuff, and I'm just like...
And he'll, like, like, because it sticks out, like, people with skirts will walk by, and then, like, the skirt will, like, snag on the umbrella, and then, like, temporarily, like, pull up, and we're like, ah!
This is one of those conventions that it's really cool to bring, like, your big cosplays to because it's such a big con.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's so crowded.
Yeah, like, it's hard to...
I'm always scared to bring stuff like that.
And like you said, since the garden's gone, you can't be like, I'm going to go outside and, like, have some space or something.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, that used to be a really nice space to, like, I need to get out of the crowd. I'm just trying to, like, go outside, but now we can't even really do that.
Yeah. And were you the one that told me that the water park, that they're building right now in place of that garden is going to be not available to the convention?
That was my understanding.
Oh, wow.
That was at least what they had said for this year.
Right.
I don't know if they'll change it. So
wait. Okay, it's not done yet, though?
No, it was supposed to be, but we've had so much rain that it delayed the construction.
Ah, that makes sense.
So it'll probably be done next month. But
So it's almost done.
Right. But from what I had read from other people saying, that was that even if you were staying at the hotel, like, they just were not going to have it open during the convention.
Huh. Oh.
Or maybe they were, but, like, they weren't going to allow photographers in. It was something like that. So, like, a lot of people were at first excited, like, Colossal Con in
Dallas.
Yeah. Not so much.
Yeah, because that'd be really, because Colossal Con and Acon, I think, are always...
They're always
the same weekend
for as long as I've known about both conventions.
Yeah, so that'd be really funny if they allowed it, and then people would be like, oh, which one?
From what I've heard, it's, like, kind of hard to, like, get a space at the Kalahari,
like,
where ColossalCon is, like, get a room there.
Oh, yeah, because it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Right, and I heard, like, I think it was, like, last year that they, like, opened their hotel spots, like, during ColossalCon. Like, they opened up for 2016 at ColossalCon 2015.
You, like, have to know, like, that far. I always, I don't know, and here I am, like, laughing at the people, like, at Anime Expo that buy the tickets for next year at the con.
Right.
I'm like, you're silly. That's nothing compared to a hotel room. Jeez. I know, cons are getting so crazy now. Like,
they are.
Just all of them. When we book a hotel, it's like a pain. Like, we used to be able to be like, book, whatever. And it didn't matter when or, like, where. And now it's like, we have to, like... like, fight everybody else, like, on the computer. We're like Kevin and I are on both computers, like, refreshing, like, constantly, like, go, go, go. So.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's popular now.
What other conventions are you going to this year?
This year, I've been to Katsucon, Anime Matsuri, and SakuraCon.
And then this one.
This one. I'll probably go to Anime Fest, which is also in Dallas.
Mm.
And that might be it for the year.
Okay. When's Anime Fest?
It's, I can't remember because they changed the date.
Oh, okay.
It used to always be Labor Day weekend.
I think
because another con took that weekend in Texas. So I think it's in July this year.
Oh, wow. That's a big difference.
But that one is, like, in downtown Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Here,
so
we're kind of, like, on the outskirts. We're, like, maybe 10 or so minutes from downtown where we are right now. But, you know... parking's a little easier
in
downtown. If you don't want, like, cityscapes, you're kind of out of luck for photos, but...
cityscapes are cool.
Yeah. You just have to plan accordingly.
Yeah. It's,
no, we found a lot of really cool locations. So we went to Turtle Creek?
Yeah. Or I guess we were technically in Robert E. Lee Park, which is across the street.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There was, like water, like, little lake thing, and then they had, like, waterfalls, and we were like, oh, but... we got bit, like, 20... I got bit on my butt, and I don't know how.
Do y'all have a lot of mosquitoes in Seattle?
No.
I don't think you do.
No. I mean, they exist, but they're not as, like, prevalent.
Yeah.
So Kevin and I were like, we probably should have bought bug spray.
Yeah. And there's so much standing water right now.
Yeah.
All the rain.
So they're just,
like
hovering everywhere. Yeah. And I think it's when there's, like, this little water feature that was there. It's, like, this really small, like, pond. And I think that's where we keep getting bit because we keep going back there, and it's, like, kind of swampy.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, and we kept finding, like, these baby ants everywhere. Kevin stepped in an ant mound.
Oh.
And he was like, no. We thought it was a molehill.
Oh.
So we were, like, kicking it with our feet. And then these ants, like, exploded.
Yeah.
We're so naive.
I know.
I don't think I've ever seen a molehill, actually.
Really?
Oh, really?
It looks like an anthill.
Yeah,
okay.
Very similar. But it has a big hole next to it where the mole
all pops out.
I don't know if we have, like, moles in this area.
All right.
Oh, I was going to say something. It sounds really dumb. The birds here look different.
Well.
Really? How so?
They just don't look, I don't
know.
They
have longer tails.
And they're skinnier, and they have longer beaks.
Huh.
And they make different noises. And Kevin, like, we heard it, and we're like, what's that?
We thought it was an owl.
I didn't even notice the birds in
like,
Seattle.
Like, we're in a freaking foreign country. I don't know. Like, we're just, like, acting. We're like, what is that?
Yeah. It was, our birds are, like, a lot smaller.
They're, like, chubbier.
Yeah, they're chubbier and smaller.
I mean, we have small, like, little sparrows and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure we have, like the same, like, crossover.
Right.
But I don't know what they're called, so I can't, like, describe
them. I'm not very good at bird names.
We have some bird fanatics that are like, well, duh, you're in Dallas, Texas, so only the blood species.
But it kind of reminds me of a person I know was hosting some Japanese students, and they were freaking out about squirrels because they didn't have squirrels in Japan. And so when they came, they were in Portland, and so when they went there, they were like, oh my god! And they were like just like taking pictures of the squirrels like 20,000 times. And you know, squirrels to us are just like, yeah.
Squirrels.
So that's what it's like. We're like, those birds look different. Yeah. I don't know.
Have there been any other weird, like, Texas? I mean, you've been to Texas before.
We've been to Houston, but, like, in Houston, like, nothing happened. Like, it was just, like, regular. It was, like, I don't know. I think it's because we were in downtown, and there was, like, you know, no, like, animals. Yeah. And it wasn't muggy like Houston, like, stereotypically is.
Oh, yeah, Houston's normally worse than Dallas.
So it was, like, totally fine. And it was, like, all the stereotypical, like, Houston things, like, didn't happen. And so we're, like, oh. And so, but... this trip to Dallas was like, oh, this is what I thought Houston would be like. Because, like you said, it's not normally as muggy this time of year. And it's been muggy. And we're like, is this what Houston feels like?
Yeah. And people are super polite here.
Oh, people are so nice here.
People just love talking to us.
Yeah, people talk to us all the time. Yeah. And we're like, oh, hi.
I did watch y'all's vlog that you posted yesterday or days ago, so I saw that you went to a Western wear store.
Oh, yeah. I know, I like messed up the camera because I was like filming in there, and it was like these two, like, you know, cowboy guys. It was like, it was really stereotypical, obviously, because we're going into a Western store. And they were like, hey, y'all. And then he was like, they knew, like, we were not from here. They're like, where are you from? And we're like, oh, Seattle. And he's like, ah.
That's funny.
Kevin was looking for skinny jeans.
Yeah, I know. I guess I should.
And he's like, everything in here is boot cut. And I was like, Kevin, cowboy boots.
I know. But I figured they had jeans. And I was like, well, I'll have jeans. I don't know what
I'm saying. And they're all Wrangler jeans,
too. Yeah, they're all Wrangler.
So it was really funny.
Yeah. So.
We're just, like, really wussy with the driving here.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I think in the Northwest, it's, like, we're not slow, but it's more mellow. Like, everybody's like, like, they just, like, stay in their lane, and they just kind of, like, go that way. And so here we're, like, people are, like, coming over with no blinker. We're like, oh!
Yeah, people aren't as mellow driving here. People are pretty, like, chill outside of driving. Yeah.
That's what we thought. We're like, oh, people are so nice here. It's like the second you get in your car, you're like, hmm.
No, and there's always construction everywhere. Like, downtown Dallas area is just constantly going to be under construction, I feel like. So, I don't know. People get frustrated. And
they get mad. Well, we noticed we've been driving around a lot today, and I think it's because it's Saturday. It's a lot more mellow.
Yeah.
Like, people haven't been as, like,
surprised.
Like, cut off or I don't know. But, our problem with driving is we keep, like, we're in one lane and then it turns into an only lane and we're like, oh!
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot.
Like, we're in the right-hand lane and I'm like, Kevin, you gotta get over.
Driving in different states is always an interesting...
Yeah,
because everyone's streets work a little differently.
Yeah, and, like, you're familiar with the area, so you're like, oh, I know, like, in a mile or whatever, this turns into a right-hand only, so it's not, like, an issue, but we're just like, this happens now. But it's been really nice. I like it here.
Yeah, I like it a lot here. It's very nice here.
Yeah, and I like I think I said this to you yesterday, but, like, people don't, like, bother us with our gear.
Yeah, no one hassles
us. Like, when we go to L.A. or, like, other cons, people are like, what are you doing? Why do you have that here? Get that out of my face, blah, blah, blah. And here people are just like, oh, you got a camera? That's cool.
Yeah. Well, there was a wedding, so we at the
Robert E. Lee Park.
Oh, we did
get yelled at today. Well, not yelled at. We were at the park, and they have that building in it's like a white... old style, like, colonial building, and they host events in there.
Yeah.
And we were like, we were like not up against the building. We were like away from the building, and we were in the public, like, park area. And we were like, it was like the last shot of the session. And the wedding planner was like, can you guys, like, move that way? I just don't want, like, the guests are coming down for cocktail hour, and I don't want you guys to, like, be here.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? And then Kevin was like, okay. And then I was like, no. And then we, like, set up the shot. And we were just, like, shooting. We weren't even that close to them. It's not like we were, like, up against them.
I don't know.
at a tree, like, and then the guests got excited and they were taking pictures of the cosplayers.
When you have weddings at a park, you just have to
you gotta go with the flow.
That people are gonna be in the park other than you.
Right. And there was like, I think it was literally only because they were dressed in costume. Like everybody else was like around us with their dogs and
like regular clothes,
and they weren't talking to them. And they had a policeman there, and he even like
the
he
wedding
even
planner
thought
asked
it was,
her.
Yeah, the wedding planner asked him to talk
tell
to us.
The-
And he even knew it was stupid. He was like, hey, guys. And then Kevin was like, I just want to confirm. This is a public park, right? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, but, you know, they just want, like, a little room.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm sorry. Like, the policeman was, like, apologizing to us. And we're like, it's okay. We're done. But I just got, I don't know. I just got annoyed that she was like, you people.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. I don't know. And, like, everybody in the park was, like, really excited about them. They were like, oh, it's so cool. Everybody's, like, really positive about it. Except for, like,
The wedding planner.
Yeah.
It was weird. No, it was, that was like the first thing, and it wasn't even like that bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, because I don't know if you've experienced it with other photographers or like just doing stuff, but people can be kind of rude about asking you to like maybe move to a different area or move to the side, or like usually they're just like really like angry about them, like, you can't be here. And it's like, oh my God. Like,
right.
Just be like, hey guys. Can you go over this way? I don't know. I think there's better ways to ask.
Sure.
Yeah. Although normally when that happens, like, I'm normally not off-site. I'm normally, like, at the convention
center somewhere.
So they're, like, they're tired of asking people
they're just like,
this is the 50th time I've done this in the last hour.
Or, and also there have been times where we'll, like, pretend that we're moving and then we think they're gone and we'll just go back.
Yep.
You know, so we kind of, we're kind of asking
for it. You're just waiting for them to turn around.
That happened to us at Matsuri in the outside, like, park area.
Oh, yeah, you said the park in front got, that must not be a public park then.
I'm not 100% certain
it must be like a private park.
It was on the Friday, and it was like Friday morning at like 11 a.m.
Oh, so like no one was there.
So there weren't many people there, so it was a lot easier to police, you know. And then so like all the photographers went and paid for this permit to shoot in this like
public park.
It was like a $10.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
And then they told them, actually, it's going to be $10 a day and stuff like that. And then we started shooting again, and like, but you have to stay on the sidewalk.
You can't get
in the grass.
I'd be so mad if I paid. I mean, $10 is like whatever, but I'd still be mad that I paid
and then didn't say it beforehand.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, by like Friday evening, everyone was everywhere.
Right.
Like,
you can't enforce it anymore.
No. By the time, I mean, there's only like one guy like in charge of it. So, I mean, there's no way.
And that park isn't even that big.
No, it's not. And there's not much to it.
No. There's like a little water feature and then like the cool like art wall.
Yeah, yeah. And there's like a couple walls and then like some kind of pretty trees.
You're right.
And like,
and then when we were there a couple years ago, they didn't have anybody like policing it.
Yeah.
And we were trying to take pictures, but there was like a ballet like competition thing. Like there's like a stage that they set up, but it was like raining the whole time we were there. So everybody was just like standing in the rain watching this like ballet recital. We were like, this was not well planned out. But I assume it doesn't, like, rain in Houston that time of year very often, so I don't really know.
I mean, is it ever not raining when you come to Texas?
Yeah, we're two for two
right now.
I think
right it's now. Rained every time. Yeah. And it was so funny because, like, someone emailed me before you did. You emailed me on Wednesday, I think, and you were like, it might rain.
Yeah.
Someone emailed me on Tuesday, but they were kind of joking. They were like, ha, they sent me a GIF of, like, Kagome from Inuyasha like sitting in the rain, and she was like, this is gonna be me all weekend. And I was like, is it supposed to rain? Because I was not paying attention to the weather, because I just thought June, Dallas, sun, like
exactly.
I didn't even like consider it, and then she sent me that and I was like, oh shit, is it supposed to rain? And then I looked and it was like rain all weekend.
I was checking it like a week out and like every day, because
it would change.
Well, my record with the weather is like, if I look for like 5 days out or whatever, it's probably going to be the opposite of what it says right
now. Yeah, it's too far ahead.
But this didn't happen. It was like every single day, it was like 80% chance on Friday, 80% chance on Friday, every single day. And then so I ended up booking an offsite, like an indoor location for our shoot that we did yesterday.
That's on our YouTube. Right
blog.
Now.
And it was really cool. I mean, I'm glad that
no,
I did it.
No, I'm so glad you did that. Yeah.
But it was like right after I finalized it, like after I sent the email to the guy, like, yes, reserve it for me. And I emailed them. I was like, yes, this is what we're doing. I checked my phone. It was like, 20%.
And
I was like, what?
For those who didn't, it was sunny the whole time we did that shoot.
Yeah, it was sunny. But I mean, it worked out perfectly.
It was way better for your cosplay. Like, I think if we did it in the sun, it was
absolutely awesome.
Like, cloudy would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have been better. But But yeah. No, it was too, it was like, and like at 2 o'clock, it's like so direct.
Yeah, it was harsh.
Yeah. So I'm glad you got.
It worked. I was so worried that you guys were going to be like, why is she like freaking out about this and like trying to.
No, it was like this weird combination because I have like really hardcore anxiety. So I have to like, yeah. I can't like look at stuff too ahead in advance because I'll like freak out for like a week.
She didn't sleep the night. Before.
No, I slept like 2 hours.
Oh, no.
You were stressed out.
Yeah,
too.
I was not. Yeah. I was like, oh, God, everything's going to be fucked up. But, yeah, so then I was like, I was worried about it, but I didn't want to, like, freak you out. So we were just like, we were trying to be like, it's okay. Like, it's okay. Like, we'll figure it out. Like, it's cool. And then I was like, I think by being too chill, we freaked her out even more.
Well, because I was like, I don't think they understand, like, what the rain has been like. In Texas lately, like,
and you were, and we're like, oh, we'll shoot in the con, and you're like, no, you don't understand,
it's not gonna happen.
But it's true, like, I didn't know it was gonna be like this, you know. I was like,
you know, some places like the rain is normally like it'll like sprinkle or mist or whatever. Like, here it's always like
if it rains, it's hard,
it's always pouring, and there's thunder and there's lightning, and sometimes there's hail and tornadoes. And like,
I'm kind of sad I haven't experienced like a Texas thunderstorm though. Because the ones in Washington, it'll, like, thunder twice and, like, really light, and then it goes away.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of nice if it's, like, if you're in for the night.
Yeah, yeah. And you can kind of just hang out and watch it.
And then, it, like, sometimes it'll, you know, be timed perfectly, and it starts fading away as you're, like, ready to go to bed. But it always happens at, like, 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, and it, like, scares
it's, like,
the crap out of you.
Super loud. You, like, jump out of bed. So that's a Texas thunderstorm.
Well, we have earthquakes in Seattle, so maybe that's,
oh, you do?
Maybe that's what we have. That
sometimes,
you
yeah.
guys
we get, like, small tremors and stuff.
Yeah.
There, earthquakes have been happening lately here, actually.
Really?
I haven't felt one, but they're always really small.
Oh, okay.
But, like, yeah, I've heard of them happening, but I've never felt
You've never, like... We
no.
had, in our teenage years, we had a really big one in Seattle, and it, like... The infrastructure there is really good, so it wasn't like buildings came down. But it was, like, I remember I was sitting in my cafeteria, and, like, you could see the floor, like, rolling...
Oh,
and, like,
wow.
You know, like, cafeteria seats are, like, connected to the table, so you can't just, like, get in. So you had to, like, slide, like, awkwardly, like, down below the table. I remember I came home and, like, stuff was just, like, knocked out of, like, cabinets and stuff. So that was probably, like, 10 years ago. So that was, like, the biggest one we've had.
More than that now, right?
It's, like, 13.
Yeah.
Think. Yeah. But like, everybody, like, in Washington, like, remembers that one. Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah.
We have we have storms like that. Like, oh, you remember that tornado of like 90, whatever. Like.
So, do tornadoes come through Dallas a lot, or
not so much? They normally happen in like bigger, like more open
like
areas.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
But there was one like back in the 90s that like came through downtown Fort Worth and destroyed a whole bunch.
Oh my god! So everybody's like, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you should go if you want a real like Texan experience. Is Fort Worth.
I know, I feel like, yeah, because Dallas is, like, just a city, so people here aren't, obviously.
Fort Worth people look at us Dallas people and are like, oh city people who are ruining Texas.
To be fair, we've only seen 5 cowboy hats so far this weekend.
Oh, go to Fort Worth then.
Okay.
My family's from Fort Worth, so I don't feel bad making that.
My dad used to travel a lot, and when we went to Houston a couple years ago, he was like, oh, just do, like, a cowboy hat counter. And we were like, okay, and we counted 17 in Houston. Which was a lot. And so we were like, should we do it here? Because, like, in Seattle, no. Like, Washington, like, 0 cowboy hats, like, ever. Like, if you see one, you're like, what the fuck is going on? And so we've only counted, no, I think it's been 3. You said three. Yeah.
Right.
In Dallas, you're more often to see them on, like, younger, like, girls in the summer.
Right.
You know?
Like, it's like an accessory.
Like, cowboy hat, boots, like, denim cut off, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of whole aesthetic. But
it's all been guys, though, that we've seen so far. But
I don't know. Maybe there's more, and I'm just, like, numb to it.
I know. That's how dumb we're all like, hey, cowboy hat. But, yeah. No, we've been having a good time.
Yeah.
It's
that's
nice.
Great people
here are good. Yeah. All right. I'm done.
Oh, wait. I forgot to do the whole ad part.
Oh. Maybe this special edition one.
Go buy roll at the end.
Go buy our T-shirts. EliteCosplay.com/shop. She bought one.
She did.
People, like, looked at you when you said that because you pointed. They're like...
There are people behind our camera. Anyway, yes, you could also go...
What T-shirt? Bitch, shut up. No, sir.
You can also go to EliteCosplay.com/Amazon. Any purchases you make there, it'll be our affiliate link. We get a small kickback from all of those, but it won't be any additional cost to you. EliteCosplay.com/Amazon. Those will help us. That kickback helps us make more video, more content for you guys.
So yay!
Thank you for tuning in to the 69th episode of
It's a special number.
It is a special number at Akon. So... We'll see you next week.
Yay. Yes. Bye.